CBS Eye on the World with Gene Marks. I'm John Batchelor. We turn to Gene for his comments about the Biden administration's regulations and its budget. First, the budget, Gene. The president's budget is a political statement. He's preparing to run for re-election. Good for him. In general terms, raising taxes on the well-to-do in order to offset some of the burden of Medicare, which can be extended. And at the same time, the president says he can reduce the deficit. Now, these are all different directions. Is there a way to translate all that for small businesses? Study as she goes, find good workers and hold on. No bad news here.
Yeah, I've got three messages for small business. First of all, number one is that this isn't going to happen. I mean, the federal budget, like you just said, it's a positioning tool. It'll never pass the Republican control House and the split Senate. So, you know, whatever is being talked about with, you know, his proposals, it's not going to impact your business at all. He's just setting himself up and creating the playbook for his reelection campaign in 2024. And like you said, good for him. However, having said that, you know where he stands, you know, when it comes to raising taxes. His two big things, or his biggest thing, is raising taxes on the wealthy and increasing corporate taxes as well. And I've said this for years, too many small businesses in this country, and I'm one of them, we rely on the wealthy and big corporations for a lot of our work. Many small businesses provide services for big corporations, anything from landscaping to marketing. And many small businesses serve the employees and households, not only in contracting, but, you know, selling them pizzas and having them come into their dress shops. So, you know, when you take money away from the wealthy, when you tax them, when you make it an unfriendly environment, that has a trickle down effect on a lot of small businesses. So that's number one. That's my number one concern. Number two is, as part of his proposal to attack the wealthy, he wants to limit the beloved small business pass-through deduction that was part of the 2017 tax act, where, you know, if you're a pass-through company, you get to take a nice big fat, you know, deduction, a 20% deduction on your income before it makes it to your individual income tax return. He wants to limit that for certain quote unquote high earners or wealthy people. And I know a lot of small business owners that do show good earnings, high earnings, but ain't seeing that in cash because they're investing it back in their business. They'd really be hurt by something like that. So, again, nothing to worry about right now. But if President Biden does get reelected, these are the kinds of things you can expect to see in a second term, and you have to prepare yourself for that.
Regulations, not the budget. This is the administrative state. And you have some recommendations saying that this is going to be a struggle for small businesses. How so?
This year is a lot of things are going to come to pass that's going to make it a lot more difficult for businesses to run their businesses. The federal government, a lot of the agencies that are now fully ramped up under the Biden administration are ready to go with new regulations. The NLRB is making it easier. It's the National Labor Relations Board, not only making it easier for unions to organize themselves, but are also not allowing us to have non-compete agreements anymore. So our employees can leave our businesses and go and work for a competitor down the street. The Department of Labor has got new rules coming out on worker classification, as well as overtime rules that are going to cost us more money, as well as potential rules on pay transparency. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is ramping up their efforts to go after employers with any employee that reports to them on discrimination or harassment cases as well. So, you know, the list kind of goes on. Of even OSHA now has in place 20% more inspectors to go out. So, you know, John, a lot of these things are, you know, they may be good for employees, and they may be good for society in general. Having a safe workplace is a good thing. So I don't want to say like this is like good or bad, but it ain't great for small businesses, because all these rules are going to affect them, and they're all going to, you know, cost more money and more compliance time. And that's going to be a hindrance to a lot of
mandated overtime, Gene. That sounds like a cash out of pockets, but that is a way to hold on to workers. The competition for workplace unions, entry into workplaces made smoother. Is that the intention here?
Yeah, it is. With the NLRB is allowing unions now to have activities on a company's work site, union activities to recruit members or form a union. And also they're allowing micro unions, you know, which basically means, you know, maybe you've got 50 employees. If 10 of them want to form a union, that's okay too. And they're also allowing a, you know, a quicker timeline to, you know, get union, a vote for a union. So if you're running a business and you are exposed to potential unionization, you should absolutely be hiring a labor attorney and preparing yourself, because it's become a lot easier for people to form unions than ever before.
Gene, public relations. Do small businesses need public relations? What should they expect for their money?
Well, I had a nice conversation with Olga. Is that the conversation that you're referring to, John?
Olga Orta, yes.
Orta, that's right. She was great. She is a PR executive and an expert, and we did have a nice conversation on a podcast I did with Paychex, where we discussed whether or not small businesses should have a public relations presence. And, you know, for the most part, no. I mean, I just, a lot of takeaways if you're running a business and are thinking of hiring a PR firm, they serve big companies really well, and they serve to protect you if there's a disaster, or they serve to help you embellish your brand. But if you think that just hiring a public relations firm and having a, you know, an interview on TV, or you're getting yourself mentioned in a New York Times article is going to have a big impact on your business, because that's what they do, it really doesn't for a small business. So my takeaway is that most public relations work can be done by your internal marketing person or yourself, by just doing a good job and delivering good service and products. These firms themselves are really best suited for larger companies.
You do a good job in public relations. I mentioned, however, that Gene works all the time, because once you get into the idea of representing yourself to the public, you can't get off. You can't take a week off. You can't go away. You have to respond. Gene, your conversation with Fox Business, Maria Bartiromo, was revelatory, right, especially because I'm an old man with a Roth. It's changed a lot since the 1990s when it was introduced. How so?
So I had this conversation with Maria this week, early 7 a.m. talking about taxes. And we talked about the, you know, Roth accounts. And I just want everyone to know, you know, a Roth account, just to insult your intelligence if you're listening, it's an after-tax savings account, which means you put money in after it's been taxed. So it's not a pre-tax thing. But here's the thing with a Roth account, right? You can put money into your Roth account and it grows tax-free. And when you take it out, you don't pay any taxes. That's different than a 401k account, which is like a tax-deferred thing. So with a Roth account, John, you can either do an individual Roth IRA and contribute up to $6,500 this year to it, or as an employer, you can now set up Roth 401k accounts, and you can actually contribute to your employees' Roth 401k accounts, and the money grows. And why that's important is because the markets are down so much now, John, like more than 15%, the S&P. So to put money in, and put it into some stock funds when the market is down, you know it's going to recover at some point. We don't know when. As it grows, it'll be growing for you tax-free until you take it out. So, you know, if you haven't thought about it yet, talk to your accountant or talk to your wealth advisor about getting a Roth, you know, either IRA or at your employer's, a Roth 401k set up. They're fantastic ways to put money away and let them grow.
And let me assume that if you're 40 years old, either side, you're going to live another 60 to 70 years. That's how healthy you are. And a Roth can make that a much more comfortable 100th birthday. Gene Marks. He is a small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. I'm John Batchelor.